business.
Face value. Doctor or decorator. Stéphane Richard, the new boss of France Telecom, wants to overhaul its strategy as well as its offices.
When Stéphane Richard appeared recently in Paris Match, a celebrity and news magazine, lightly tanned in an open-necked shirt and leaning jauntily against the corporate logo of his new firm, France Telecom, he raised eyebrows in the buttoned-down world of French telecoms. Mr. Richard did not attend the elite engineering school which produces almost all of France's senior telecoms executives, including his predecessor at France Telecom, Didier Lombard, and the boss of Vivendi, a rival. Instead, he is a political operator who has made a fortune in property. He is a friend of Nicolas Sarkozy, France's president, and worked until recently as chief of staff to the finance minister. He became boss of France Telecom last month with the immediate task of responding to a wave of suicides among employees, which had prompted a political outcry. Since 2008, over 30 France Telecom employees have killed themselves, some explicitly blaming the company. Even though the firm's suicide rate is in line with the national average, France Telecom says that it was partly to blame. Because of the group's former status as part of government, 66,000, or 65% of its employees, are classed as civil servants, with guaranteed tenure. Unable to fire them, France Telecom instead subjected them to a system called time to move, in which they were obliged to change offices and jobs abruptly every few years. Mr. Richard says, "The former management needed to change the nature of people's jobs due to technological change and increased competition, but the company underestimated the consequences." For the first time in 15 years, he has promised, France Telecom will expand its workforce. Job and office moves will become voluntary, and up to 30% of the variable pay of the firm's top 1,100 managers will be tied to their social performance. Other measures include making France Telecom's numerous offices more pleasant. The company will renovate 800 of its buildings and create 270 new conviviality spaces for employees. Mr. Richard, a former board member, joined the firm in 2009 as heir apparent to Mr. Lombard with the blessing of the government, which still holds a 27% stake. He was not due to take over until next year, but the handover was accelerated in the midst of the crisis. In an unusual outburst last week, Louis-Pierre Venn, the group's former deputy chief executive, who resigned under pressure last year, told a British website that external stakeholders in France Telecom had taken advantage of the suicides to advance their agenda. Mr. Lombard was not close to the current administration, whereas Mr. Richard is. Minority shareholders are now waiting to hear in detail what Mr. Richard plans for the business beyond improving morale. He is a talented communicator, but some foreign investors grumble that despite having been at the firm for over 6 months, he tends to turn to other executives when asked for precise details on France Telecom's financial performance. But Mr. Richard clearly has lots of business nous. The grandson of a shepherd, he made his fortune from a leveraged buyout of a property developer, Nexity, in 2000 to 2001. He is likely to push France Telecom into behaving like a private firm and further away from its past as a public monopoly. Stéphane Richard is far more attuned to the market than Didier Lombard, says Xavier Niel, founder of Iliad, a young telecoms firm which has upended the French broadband market. Under his management, France Telecom will become a more dangerous competitor for us. Already, while at the finance ministry, Mr. Richard demonstrated a strong belief in the beneficial effects of competition by helping Iliad obtain a mobile license in the face of fierce resistance from the incumbents and their political allies. In the past, says Mr. Richard, France Telecom, having recruited most of the graduates of the Ex-Corps des Télécoms, the most elite stream of telecom students, thought there were few skills or knowledge on telecoms outside France Telecom. Engineers still tend to call the shots rather than marketing types. Whereas Iliad offers just one kind of set-top box, he points out, the equivalent product from France Telecom appears in 140 different types and generations, resulting in far too much complexity for users. He says, "We must not lose our superiority in technology, research and development, and innovation, but we need to be more marketing-oriented and mindful of customers." With its premium products and pricing in France, which provides two-thirds of its cash flow, France Telecom's market share and profits are being eroded by newcomers such as Iliad, which will launch its new mobile service in 2012. The firm's shares performed far worse than those of its European peers in 2009, says Antoine Prédérol of Exane BNP Paribas, a brokerage. Investors want to know how Mr. Richard will fend off France Telecom's rivals, as well as how he will cheer up its staff.